the 14th Kapisma, starting Psalm 101. O Lord, hear my prayer, and let my cry come unto thee. Turn not thy face away from me in the day when I am afflicted. Incline thine ear unto me in the day when I call upon thee. Quickly hearken unto me, for my days are vanished like smoke, and my bones consumed like wood for the burning. I am smitten like grass, and withered is my heart, for I forgot to eat my bread. By reason of the voice of my groaning, my bone has cleaved unto my flesh. I am become like a pelican of the wilderness. I am like an owl in a ruined house. I have watched, and I am like a sparrow that sitteth alone upon the housetop. The whole day long mine enemies reproached me, and they that praised me made an oath against me. For before the face of thy wrath and thine anger I ate the ashes like bread, and my drink I mingled with weeping. But after uplifting me thou hast dashed me down. My days are like a shadow have declined, and I like grass am withered. But thou, O Lord, forever abidest, and thy remembrance is unto generation and generation. Thou shalt rise up and have pity upon Zion, for it is time to have compassion on her, ere the time is come. For thy servants have taken pleasure in her stones, and they shall feel pity for her dust, and the heathen shall fear thy name, O Lord, and O the kings of the earth thy glory. For the Lord shall build up Zion, and he will be seen in his glory. He has gathered the prayer of the humble, and has not despised their supplication. Let this be written for another generation, and the peoples that is being created shall praise the Lord. For he has looked out from his holy height. The Lord from heaven has looked upon the earth, to hear the groaning of them that be in fetters, to loose the sons of the slain, to declare in Zion the name of the Lord and his praise in Jerusalem. When the people were gathered together and the kings to serve the Lord, he answered them in the way of his strength. The fewness of my days declare unto me, Take me not away the half of my days, and the generations and generations are thy years. In the beginning, O Lord, thou didst lay the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the works of thy hands. They shall perish, but thou abidest, and like a garment shall grow old, and as a vesture shall thou fold them, and they shall be changed. But thou art the same, and thy years shall not fail. The sons of thy servants shall have their dwellings, and their seed forever shall be guided aright. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all that he has done for thee, who is gracious unto all thine iniquities, who heals all thine infirmities, who redeemest from thy life from corruption, who crownest thee with mercy and compassion, who fulfillest thy desire with good things. Thy youth shall be renewed as an eagle's. The Lord performeth deeds of mercy and executeth judgment for all of them that are wronged. He has made his ways known unto Moses and to the sons of Israel, the things that he has willed. Compassionate and merciful is the Lord, long-suffering and plenteous in mercy. Not unto the end will he be angered, neither unto eternity will he be wroth. Not according to our iniquities has he dealt with us, neither according to our sins has he rewarded us. For according to the height of heaven and from the earth, the Lord has made his mercy to prevail over them that fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our iniquities from us. Like as a father has compassion upon his sons, so has the Lord had compassion upon them that fear him. For he knoweth whereof we are made. He has remembered that we are dust. As for man, his days are as a grass, as a flower of the field, so shall he blossom forth. For when the wind is passed over it, then it shall be gone, and no longer will it know the place thereof. But the mercy of the Lord is from eternity, even unto eternity, upon them that fear him. And his righteousness is upon sons of sons, upon them that keep his testament, and remember his commandments to do them. The Lord in heaven has prepared his throne, and his kingdom ruleth over all. Bless the Lord, O ye his angels, mighty in strength, that perform his word, to hear the voice of his words. Bless the Lord, O ye his hosts, his ministers, that do his will. Bless the Lord, O ye his works, in every place of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, both now and ever, and to ages of ages. Amen. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Glory to thee, O God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Glory to thee, O God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Glory to thee, O God. Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Bless the Lord, O my soul. O Lord my God, thou hast been magnified exceedingly. Confession and majesty hast thou put on, who covers thyself with light as with a garment, who stretches out the heaven as it were a curtain, who supporteth his chambers in the waters, who appointeth the clouds for his ascent, who walketh upon the wings of the wind, who maketh his angels spirits, and his ministers a flame of fire, who establisheth the earth in the sureness thereof. It shall not be turned back for ever and ever. The abyss, like a garment, is his mantle. Upon the mountains shall the waters stand. At thy rebuke they will flee. With the voice of thy thunder shall they be afraid. The mountains rise up, and the plains sink down into the place where thou hast established them. Thou appointedness have found that they shall not pass, neither return to cover the earth. He sendeth forth springs in the valleys, between the mountains will the waters run. They shall give drink to all the beasts of the field. The wild asses will wait to quench their thirst. Beside them will the birds of the heaven lodge. From the midst of the rocks will they give voice. He waters the mountains from his chambers. The earth shall be satisfied with the fruit of thy works. He causes the grass to grow for the cattle, and a green herb for the service of man, to bring forth bread out of the earth, and wine maketh glad the heart of man, to make his face cheerful with oil, and bread strengtheneth man's heart. The trees of the plain shall be satisfied, the cedars of Lebanon, which thou hast planted. There will be sparrows. There will the sparrows make their nest. The house of the heron is chief among them. The high mountains are a refuge for the hearts, and so is the rock for the hares. He has made the moon for seasons. The sun knows his going down. Thou appointedest the darkness, and there was the night, wherein all the beasts of the forest will go abroad, young lions roaring after their prey, and seeking their food from God. The sun arises, and they are gathered together, and they lay them down in their dens. But man shall go forth unto his work, and to his labor until the evening. How magnified are thy works, O Lord! In wisdom hast thou made them. The earth is full with thy creation. So is this great and spacious sea. Therein are things creeping innumerable, small living creatures with the great. There goes the ships, there this dragon whom thou hast made to play therein. All things wait on thee to give them their food in due season. When thou givest it them, they will gather it. When thou openest thy hand, all things shall be filled with goodness. When thou turnest away thy face, they shall be troubled. Thou wilt take the their spirit, and they shall cease, and unto their dust shall they return. Thou wilt send forth thy spirit, and they will be created, and thou shalt renew the face of the earth. Let the glory of the Lord be unto the ages. The Lord will rejoice in his works. Who looketh on the earth and makes it tremble? Who touches the mountains and they smoke? I will sing unto the Lord throughout my life. I will chant to my God as long as I have my being. Nay, may my words be sweet unto him, and I will rejoice in the Lord. Oh, that sinners would cease from the earth, and that they that work iniquity, that they should be no more. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, both now and ever, and for ages of ages. Amen. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Glory to thee, O God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Glory to thee, O God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Glory to thee, O God. Lord of mercy, Lord of mercy, Lord of mercy. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and for ages of ages. Amen. Who give thanks unto the Lord, and call upon his name, declare among the nations his works, sing unto him, and chant unto him, tell forth all thy his wonders. Glory is his holy name. Let the heart of them be glad to seek the Lord. Seek ye the Lord, and be strengthened. Ye seek ye his face at all times. Remember his wonders which he wrought, his marvels and the judgments of his mouth. Ye that are the seed of Abraham, his servants, ye sons of Jacob, his chosen. He is the Lord our God. In all the earth are his judgments. He has remembered his covenant unto eternity, the word which he commanded unto the thousand generations, which he made to Abraham and his oath to Isaac, and he established it to Jacob for an ordinance, and to Israel for the everlasting covenant, saying, unto thee will I give the land of Canaan, the portion of your inheritance, when they were a few in number, very few, and sojourners therein. And they went into the nation to nation, and from one kingdom to another people. He allowed no man to wrong them, and he reproved kings for their sake, saying, touch not mine anointed ones, and to my prophets do no evil. And he called a famine upon the land, and he brake all the staff of bread. He sent the man before them, Joseph, was sold for a slave. They humbled his feet with fetters. His life was spent in irons until his word came to pass. The oracle of the Lord proved him. The king sent and loosed him, even the ruler of the people, and released him. He made him lord of his house and a ruler over all his substance, to instruct his princes as himself, and to teach his elders wisdom. And Israel went into Egypt, and Jacob sojourned in the land of Ham. And he increased his people greatly, and made them stronger than their enemies. He turned their heart to hate his people, to deal craftily with his servants. He sent forth Moses, his servant, Aaron, whom he has chosen for himself. He set in them the words of his signs and of his marvels in the land of Ham. He sent forth darkness and made it dark, for they were embittered against his words. He turned their waters into blood, and he slew their fish. Their land teemed with frogs, even unto the secret chambers of their kings. He spake, and the doorfly came, and gnats in all their borders. He gave them hail for rain, flaming fire in their land, and he smote their vines and their fig trees, and brake every tree of their border. He spake, and the locust came, and the caterpillar, and that without number. And he devoured all the grass in their land, and devoured all the fruits of their land. And he smote every firstborn of their land, and the firstling of all their labor. And he led them out with silver and gold, and there was none among their tribes, one man that was feeble. Egypt was glad when they departed, for fear of them had fallen upon them. He spread out a cloud for a shelter to them, and fire to give them light by night. They made request, and the quail came, and with the bread of heaven he filled them. He laved the rock, and the waters flowed, and the waterless places rivers ran. For he remembered his holy word, which he spake unto Abraham his servant, and he led forth his people with rejoicing, and his chosen ones with gladness, and he gave unto them the lands of the heathen, and the labors of the peoples they inherited, that they might keep his statutes, and might seek after his law. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, both now and ever, and to the ages of ages. Amen. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Glory to the God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Glory to the God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Glory to the God. Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy.